guest analyst this afternoon, Brad Paulson, president of Northern Crops Marketing and Investments. And Brad, mixed grain market today, soybeans higher and wheat and corn, both sides.
Yeah, we had a report of a USDA report of 120,000 tons of new crop beans were sold this morning, and that kind of gave the soybeans a boost out of the gate, and canola actually had a big day to the upside too. We're kind of testing the 100-day moving average in canola and the soybeans. We're kind of flirting with the 50-day there and last week's highs, but and there's still, you know, a lot of debate on the size of the Brazilian soybean crop too, as you know, harvest is kind of going down in the last 25-30% left to be harvested down there. So, and they are going to get some rain in their corn areas in Brazil. At least it's in the forecast. So, I don't know. I think we're still in a trading range here. And, you know, wheat just under pressure. The dollar was a little stronger today. And there's a lot of offers to Egypt on their current tender for wheat, which kind of shows there's still a lot of wheat for sale and usually cheaper prices than the U.S. as of right now.
Yeah, I noticed there was quite a few different countries tendering here today as well.
Yes, there was. And so we'll see if the demand picks up, but I don't look for a real big change in this wheat market until we get into the growing season. We are supposed to see some moisture in the upper Midwest. What really needs it, the Dakotas, Minnesota, Iowa, this weekend, but it's going to take more than one storm to cure the problem of dryness up there. So that's kind of in the back of everybody's mind. The western winter wheat area has not seen a whole lot of moisture this winter. Western Kansas, western Oklahoma, and western Nebraska. And, Ukraine and Russia, eastern Ukraine and Russia are kind of in a dry spell too. So there's some issues out there, but I think it's just a little too early for the market to run on them.
Sure. Livestock side, just slightly lower here today.
Yeah, they're just, probably priced up here pretty good. It looks like the cash ask is going to be 188, offers a little bit less than that. Box beef was a little higher on the week, just mostly steady to higher. And we do have a cattle on feed report on Friday, so that's probably going to keep the trading range pretty narrow until we see that Friday afternoon.
Sure. Anything out of the Fed meeting here today?
Yes, they did. They decided to leave rates alone at 5.25% to 5.5%, the same as it's been, at a 19-year high. But he did mention that they're looking to have 3 rate cuts later this year if inflation gets under 2%, which it's still a fair amount above that. But they must have confidence that prices are going down. So that was the other big news. Energy is kind of correcting today. We had a pretty big run in crude oil pretty much most of this week and last week. We're down $1.60 in crude. We did have a draw of almost 2 million barrels in crude, draw 3.3 million barrels in gasoline, and about 625,000 build in distillates, which is diesel fuel, kerosene, and that kind of stuff. So kind of a mixed bag in energy, but again, the Fed, we'll see what they do here going forward, but I would look for those rate cuts probably later than sooner.
Northern Crops Marketing and Investments President Brad Paulson.